Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pearls of Power. I am Tracy, your host for this evening. What a blessing and honor it is to serve the Most High God. He is so good to us. His mercy is so good. His goodness follows us throughout all generations. I just love the Lord with all my heart. I just want to do His will. If there's anyone out there that is listening that is in any pain or any distress or they just don't know what to do, know that the Bible is inundated with promises that He loves you and He cares for you and He takes care of His children. He supplies all of your needs according to His riches in glory, and His riches in glory are abundant and without end. He is a God and there are many ways that He can answer your situation. Whatever situation that you may find yourself in, our God has an answer for it because there is nothing too hard for God. God says, is there anything too hard for God? That's a question that's answered in the scripture. It's a rhetorical question, which assumes that the reader knows the answer is no, that's nothing too hard for God because all things are possible with our Lord. So if you have anything on your heart this evening, know that our God shall supply all of your needs. He shall supply all of our needs, and that we have nothing to worry about, and that we should cast all of our care upon Him because He cares for us. Father, I just ask you to touch my mouth and put words in my mouth that would encourage the hearer, that would encourage the hearer, that will edify them, that will draw men and women unto you, that they will seek your face, Lord. They will hunger and thirst for righteousness. Touch hearts, change lives, give strength. In Jesus' name, I just pray that you would have your perfect way. In all that I say and do, let your will be done in Jesus' name. And we thank you for answering and hearing our prayer because you are able, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Psalm 23 talks about the Lord being your shepherd. And the Lord is our shepherd. He is our watchman. He is our provider. He is our leader. He is our hope. He is our peace. He is our everything. He is our all in all. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd is someone that is given the responsibility of taking care of sheep in every way, shape, and form for protection, for guidance, for healing, for instruction, and the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. That's in Psalms 23. And what that means is, when the Spirit of the Lord comes and dwells within you, we're talking about the Spirit of the Lord. When He comes and lives inside of you, become a child. God promises, there's covenant promises that He gives to His children as children of the Most High God. As children of the Most High God, He promised, one of the promises is that we shall not want. That's an old English word, but it simply means that we shall not lack. David said, I have been young and now I am old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So God wants us to know, as His child, one of His promises to us is that we will not suffer lack. He does promise that he will supply our needs from day to day, and that we should not worry about tomorrow, but we shall not lack.
Amen.
That is clothing, our necessities. Now, we strive for more, but God promises at the very minimum, he's not a minimum God, but he does promise that our necessities from day to day as children of God will be met. And so we don't have to worry about what shall we eat or what are we going to drink or where we're going to lay our head or the clothes on our back. Ask God for it. He already knows what we need, and consider it done. So God wants us to know that is a promise. And God is not a man that he should lie. He said, I'm not a man. I'm not lying to you. I am responsible for your well-being, and you shall not lack. He said, the promise is he makes me to lie down in green pastures. Now, what that refers to is the Spirit of the Lord in us gives us that perfect peace. When you're lying down, you're at rest. And so God offers and provides for us as children of God, there is a rest for the weary. And there are times that we get weary and we're in battle and we're working and we're hustling and we're bustling and we get tired. But God promises us in the middle of all of that, there is a rest for his people. And that is what he says and what he means when he says he makes me to lie down. That is figurative, but it means that he gives us rest. He says in green pastures, not in a barren land, but in a fruitful place. Not in a hole in a wall, but someplace that's wholesome. God is a good God, and he considers to his people. And when he gives us rest, he doesn't give us rest in a wasteland or a barren land, but in a good place, because he is good to his people. He leads me beside the still water. Now, turbulent waters, the opposite of still waters would be turbulent waters or stormy waters, which represent strife, chaos, turmoil, confusion. But God is not leading us into strife, turmoil, confusion. If you have a life that is full of drama, so to speak, then open up your mouth and speak peace over your life. Peace be still. Peace over your life, because that is the promise of God. God is a God of peace. He is the Bible says, he is the Prince of Peace. And he does not lead us into confusion, neither is he the author of confusion. He promises to lead us beside still waters, not beside turbulent water. So, if you're in a circumstance or a situation, especially if it's reoccurring, I'm not saying that you won't have situations or times where, you know, you'll have problems. But if this is your day-to-day walk, you find yourself, it's always some drama. It's always some chaos. It's always some mess. It's always some confusion. You need to rebuke that by the authority of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. You need to rebuke that and speak the peace of God over your life. Be still in Jesus' name. Declare that out of your mouth. You have that authority to speak peace into your life. And so take that promise, take that authority, and take that power that you have and use it to create that peaceful atmosphere that God has. That he leads you by still waters. He restores my soul. You know, the Psalms is such a beautiful, it's such a beautiful passage, because it's just filled with the goodness of God for his people, the tenderness of God for his people. God means us good and not evil, and it's just filled with the goodness of God. It says, he restores our soul. Soul, which means There are a lot of broken people, hurting people, a lot of people that just don't want to wake up, you know, the next day. And God wants to give us, the Bible says, beauty for our ashes. He wants to take that brokenness and he wants to restore us. And that's what God is all about. He's about redemption. He's about restoration. He is a good God. And he wants to take that broken soul, that hurting soul, that bleeding soul, that confused soul, and he wants to renew us in our inner man. That work, and let me tell you, he's doing that work. He is doing that work day by day. You may not feel like that work is going on, but if you belong to the living God, he is doing that work in you. He says, because he that began a good work in you, that work is restoration and regeneration. He that began a good work in you shall also complete it. Know that if you are a child of God, that there is a work, a silent work going on in you from day to day. And if you've been a Christian long enough, if you look back over the years, as I am, I see the difference. There is a change. God, I'm not the same person that I once was. I'm a better person. Why? Because God is restoring our soul. And he's restoring our souls by renewing our minds, by giving us a peace, by mending our broken hearts, giving us answers, giving us security. So God is doing such a great work in us, and it's the gift of God. The Bible says he restores our souls. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Well, what does that mean? He leads me in the path of righteousness. He is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He leads you into all truth. Okay, so when you are led by the Spirit of the living God, you are led into that path of righteousness, that path that leads to sanctification. That's the right choice for our life. And when we are led by that shepherd, the shepherd of the Holy Spirit, Christ in us, he leads us on the path of righteousness. He leads us in the path that is best. He leads us into his perfect will. Remember, God's ultimate goal is that his will be done on earth in general, but in our lives in particular. And so his will for us, when he's working in us and he's leading us, he is leading us according to his will. And his will is righteous, is in righteousness and in holiness and in purity. So when you're being led by the Spirit of God, you're being led in a righteous path, a path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Now listen, it doesn't say, yea, if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, or yea, I might walk through the valley of the shadow of death. It says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, that means, you know, we're going to have trying times. Many, the Bible says, are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Though I walk through that dark place where I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, though I am in a situation where I just can't see any hope, Tracy, you just don't know how hard I have it. The light bill is due. Uncle Sam's on my back. They're about to repossess my car. My children are ill. I'm ill. I'm about to, you know, the list can go on and on. Job was the perfect example of being in the valley of the shadow of death, but God promises something. He says he wants to keep us to keep focused that that's only temporary. That is not forever for the child of God. He wants us to keep in focus and in mind that he is with us, that we're going through this. We're not staying there. We're not camping there. He is going to make a way out of that impossible situation. And that the righteous cry, the Bible says, he promises. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their fears. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. Call upon me, and I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. He is the Lord our deliverer. So you must know that the Lord will deliver you out of all of your troubles and out of all of your fears, though you're walking through you shall come out. He tells us, so I will fear no evil. David says that though I'm in this dark place, I'm not going to fear. And over and over and over again in the Bible, the Lord tells us to fear not. Well, when there are situations that are in our lives, sometimes that's hard to do. But if you put your trust in God and keep your eyes on him, then he says that he will keep you in perfect peace. He says, if you will keep me in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Whose mind is stayed on him because you trust him. Now, he's giving you instructions on how not to fear. Because if you look at the situation, your natural carnal response is fear. But if you look at the answer, then you can draw from your answer that peace that you need because you know that the answer, God is not going to let you down. And that answer is keep your mind stayed on him. He will keep me in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. So when you get in situations where you want to worry and you feel afraid, turn your mind and focus your mind on the Lord. Focus your mind on the promises of God. You may want to sing songs, or you may want to sing hymns, go into praise and worship. That's a very powerful tool that God has given us to lift our spirits and turn our minds away from the attacks of the enemy, praise and worship. Meditating on the Word of God. Whatever you got to do, put your mind on the Lord. And where your mind is, your emotion will follow. And that's just the principle of life. Where your mind is, your emotions will follow. So if you set your mind on negative situations, then those negative feelings and emotions are just going to follow. So God wants us to put our minds on him so that we can be encouraged and we can be strengthened and we can rest in the peace of God, knowing that he is going to bring us through that situation. He says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. A rod and a staff, okay? The shepherd used the rod and the staff in aiding him to shepherd the sheep. Staff was used, had a hook on it. It could help. The sheep would get stuck. You could pull the sheep out of it, or you can tug the sheep this way to kind of steer him. A rod could be used for hitting or disciplining, not necessarily the sheep, but predators. For whatever reason, predators would come at the sheep. So God is letting us know that he is our protection. He is our covering. He is our offense. And he is our defense. Okay? God is our offense. And God is our defense. We do not have to worry. He will be an enemy. This is the Bible now. He is an enemy to your enemies. Okay? And an adversary to your adversary. You do not have to worry if you are a child of God. Reading through the Old Testament, many times the children of Israel were faced with opposing nations that surrounded them. God went to battle for them. That he took his rod and his staff, and God went to battle for them. Why? Because they are his beloved. And we are grafted in to that same covenant. We are his beloved. And he will go to battle for us. He will cover us. He will protect us. The Bible in Psalm 91 says he'll give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. The testimony of Elijah, there are more for us than it is against us. And these are just not idle words that the Lord is saying. These are words that we can be comforted by. We just have to trust God when we can't trace God. You know, as I look for my life, I see so many times, I gave a testimony last week, in particular, where the Lord, he saved my life repeatedly when I'm just something as simple as driving home from work. I should have been dead 100 times over by now. Literally, a working night shift of 12 hours and then getting off work and having to drive an hour home, falling asleep repeatedly behind the wheel, and God tapping me on my shoulder, the Holy Spirit tapping me on my shoulders. Oh, I'm feeling this thump in the middle of my stomach. There's no one in the car but me, but someone is in the car besides me, and that is the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm telling you, he is on our side, and he is there for us. These promises are not idle. They for the children of God. He takes care of us in ways that we're not even aware of all the situations and times that God has came to our rescue and taken care of us. And we just need to give God praise and say thank you anyway. And only on the other side will we know the extent of how many times God has rescued us. And save this and work behind things.
I got a schedule. I got it set up for you.
He says, and I like this in verse 5. He says, I love this verse. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, let me tell you, I love this verse because you have a lot of people out there that are scheming, lying, conniving, trying to find a way on how to trip you up. And the Lord has promised that he will prepare a table. He is going to bless you. He will bless you in the presence of your enemies. While your enemies and your naysayers are looking on, they will witness God blessing you. They will witness God blessing you.
Married?
I'm hearing a lot of feedback here. But they will witness God blessing you.
That's what I'm saying. I got everything. I got them paid for it. I got it set up so y'all can be. It's all been paid for. I've already paid for it.
Hello. Okay. So I'm going to end the program right here. Know that the Lord is on our side, with us, and that he takes care of us and provides for our every need. If you would like to, those that are listening, I would just like for you to repeat this prayer with me. Maybe you have strayed away from God. You can come and ask God to forgive you for your sins and recommit yourself to God and ask and just ask God into your life. Even if you don't know God as your Savior, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart. I thank you and I ask you.
I think and I ask you.
Come into my heart. Forgive me for all of my sins.
All my sins.
You cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Okay.
I accept you as my Lord and my Savior.
And my Savior.
You come again, Lord. Receive me into your kingdom. Write my name in your book of life.
Your book of life.
I ask that you will come into my heart and make me your child. Right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, I'm so happy. I'd love to hear from you. God bless you. God keep you. And I'm going to just end right here. Thank you for listening, those that are listening to Pearls of Power. Again, my name is Tracy, and it has been a pleasure breaking the bread of life with you this evening.
Amen. It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing tonight hearing what God has used you to talk about. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I say God bless you, God keep you. One of the things that I ask you to forgive is the phone. Somebody called me and I was trying to hang the phone up and instead of beating the drum. So forgive me because I've learned how to program what I'm doing, but I made another mistake. So I'm the man. If I've done wrong, I ask you to forgive me so that we can move forward. But Tracy, one of the things I think God for you is your clarity. You're very clear. You're very clear. And you don't play around with the word of God. And that's what the kingdom of God needs. It needs people who are more sincere. The more we study the word, the better we can be. And I say to you and to all who've been listening to you tonight. And also I want to tell people how to go to. All they got to go to Blog Talk Radio. And go, you can come and when it ends, we're going to upload it so you can pull it down and listen to it. Because it's a great tool to those who are steady trying to come in, what God is saying. I've learned as much from us. I sit in the learning some things. I said, I even quote the same prayer with her. Why? Because I want to be just like that continuously. The same prayer he quoted, I quoted it. Somebody said, I said, no, I don't know whose voice she's reaching. I'm standing in agreement with her for it. We don't know, only God knows. So I thank God for you. I do thank God for you. I do thank for you. I know that God has a lot of work for all of us to do. And when you get ready, he's ready. And you're ready. That's why you're doing what you're doing. And you said, add my name to your list. I said, wow. Look here. That's like, you can't get chicken that good. Amen. When you say, add my name to your list, Father, to your list, man, when you put your name on the list of God, you're in there with some of the best. You know what those apostles, those prophets, those teachers, the fivefold ministry, my God Almighty. Well, I want to say to you, I'm here for you. She's here to teach you the word, unadulterated, no lies, nothing but the truth. And that's what this is all about. And I want to say this, we close out for her, so another one coming up. She's done a great job tonight. And this is, after we all got involved, in the month of February, here we are in the month of June, what we're doing. Look what God is doing. An awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to let you know, God bless you and God keep you. And I will say this here. The young lady from, you're going to get a chance to meet her one day. She's calling you all the way from, this is from New Jersey. She's going to be talking in just a few minutes. Amen. I thank God for obedience. Go ahead, my sister, you're on there.
All right. Good evening, everyone. First, I'd like to give honor to God and just open up with prayer and say, our Father, we come to your throne of grace this evening, and boldly to the throne of grace, through and by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we just surrender completely to you. We surrender, Lord God, ourselves. We say, have your way. Precious Holy Spirit, speak through us. Speak through my vocal cords. Think through my mind. Let it be all of you and none of me. We bind the enemy that comes up against us and against all the listeners tonight and where this word will be landing. And we just thank you, Father, that your plan and your purpose will go forward, that you know the plan that you have for us, plans of good and not of evil, to give us a hope and a future. And, Father, we praise you that you so loved this world, that you so loved us, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that ears will be open to receive your word, Lord God, and hearts will be ready to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, amen. If you could turn with me to Mark chapter 5, verse 25. We're going to go from verse 25 to verse 34. That's Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to verse 34. And I will read. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And when Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and say thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, feared and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to talk about tonight this word of God, which proves that personal faith will get from God that which it believes. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Starting out with the verse that we started with, verse 25. Somebody need to mute it?
Yeah.
Okay. A certain woman. You know, anybody can put their self in this position. It can be any of us with any of our issues. But this woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. And this is a monthly menstrual cycle that women go through. But this woman didn't go through it monthly. She had it straightway for 12 years. So you know that had some kind of stigma on her. Everybody knew what she was going through. Back in the day, when you went through a situation like this with a menstrual cycle, you had to stay inside the house. You were not allowed to come out. Anything that you touched, anything you sat on, became unclean according to the Levitical laws. So this woman was plagued with this issue that women be plagued with for 1 month at a time for 5 to 7 days, but she had it for 12 years straight. She had the feeling of it in her body, which her body had physical symptoms, and also she had smells on her body. You know, she went, you know, that stench never left her. Matter of fact, it was even worse. But this certain woman had this issue of blood for 12 years, and she had spent her money with the doctors, it says in verse 26. She suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she got worse. She had spent all her money. She was sick. She didn't get any better, and she got worse. And you know, we can look at this thing and just pick it apart bit by bit, because, you know, this woman had lost pretty much everything she had.
That's it.
You know, this is many times the case when a person gets in the hands of men who can do nothing to bring relief. You know, these doctors couldn't do anything. These Jews, they had many remedies. You know, these home remedies, they had herbs, but they were helpless to bring a cure. They had the herbs, they had different practices that they did. You know, they would try to frighten people or try to burn grape leaves and all these types of things and kids go sit over ditches. None of this stuff made her better, and she spent all her money. You know, you can see people going to the doctors now, putting all their faith in a doctor. I'm not saying doctors are wrong, but putting your faith in that doctor before you put your faith in the Word of God. You know, that's the problem right there. You know, seeking first the kingdom of God, seeking God for your healing, and seeking God to know what to do, you know. But this woman had spent all of her money with the doctor. She had put her all of her faith in the doctor. But I tell you what, verse 27, when we come on down, say, well, when she heard of Jesus, see, somebody came through with the right information. When she heard of Jesus, she started believing. So she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Now focus on verse 27. I read that a couple of times. When she heard of Jesus, that's when this woman started believing.
Yes.
She put her faith in something else. She put her faith in the way, the truth, and the life. She put her faith in what can bring the solution to her issue. So when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. And that's when her life turned around.
My.
She started believing. Let me take a step back. Her life turned around when she heard of Jesus. And when she heard of Jesus, she started believe. She believed what she heard. And she came, she said, I've got to do something because I'm not trusting these doctors anymore. And here comes Jesus. And she made up her mind in verse 28. It says, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. This woman thought about all this she had heard. She believed, and then she operated in faith. She stepped out. She took a leap of faith. And guess what that leap of faith brought her? And it says, verse 29, and straightway. It was showed immediate results. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. You know, when... here was our problem today. A lot of times we're going through situations. It may be a sickness. It may be a relationship. It could be anything. And we all got stuff going on in our life. And what we need is the right information at the right time. And this lady got the right information. She heard of Jesus and she believed. That information came right on time.
Yes.
Because when she heard it, she believed. And she said, if I could just touch. Her belief was action. Her belief transcended into action. See, you don't really believe if you ain't got no action going on. You may be sitting up there talking about some stuff, but when you believe, your actions follow. Amen? All right. Anyway, I'll give myself an amen. Amen. When you believe, your actions follow. Just like you walk in a room and you sit in a chair. You don't even look and inspect that chair. You believe that chair going to hold you, so you just sit down. Her belief was immediate action. He said, if I could touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And that's exactly what happened. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, that's verse 30, that virtue had gone out of him. He knew that he had been touched with faith. He said, who touched me? When Jesus knew that somebody had touched him with faith, faith touch is different from a physical touch. There was a lot of people touching him, but she was the one that touched him with faith. And she was the one that got her immediate healing. That's an example of true faith and determination, which we can all follow that kind of example. And we will profit from that. Amen?
Amen.
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 So,
amen.
You know, to look at this lady's action, you know, you can look at her. You know, we've all been faced with desperate conditions, and it's just like an issue of blood. Well, what is our issue? Well, we could have issues of sickness. We could have issues of hopelessness in different type of ways, you know, job, be it downcast spirits, be it depression, be it cancer, be it AIDS, be it homosexuality. We can all have issues of whatever. But you know what? All we've got to do is hear this gospel. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's what this lady heard. And we can hear that tonight. You know, that's for us tonight. Jesus is here for us tonight for every issue that we are going through. Jesus is here for us, whatever our issue is. We may not have an issue of blood, but we got an issue of something if we don't know Jesus as Lord. And that's for us tonight, because the bottom line is that just like she heard Jesus and she believed, and then her actions follow, because she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. But you know what? You got his garment right here on this radio tonight. You can touch it right now, because we are here preaching this gospel, and you can put your faith in Christ, and you can confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. You can confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, and you will be saved.
Amen.
You will be healed. You will be whole. You will be delivered. You can get that peace that's beyond all understanding right now. That's the hem of his garment. You can touch Jesus right now. And see, all of us are in a desperate condition when we don't know Jesus. And we've all tried all these human remedies. You done tried the drugs, the alcohol. You done tried all the relationships. You done tried to be with him. You done tried to be with her. You done tried to be with them. None of it works. You know, none of it bring the peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He got what you need, no matter who you are. The healing, you know, if you're sick in your body, he is here for you. It's better than a human remedy. If you are addicted, it's better than a human remedy. You know, the 12-step program, all that. You got it right here. You got a solution right here.
Amen.
You know, whatever your condition is, she spent all she had. You know, a lot of times we're out there spending all we got on these doctors, and we get no better but worse. But Jesus is here. He's healer. Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth us and make all our bitter experiences sweet. He's here tonight. She heard of Jesus. That's what we're talking about right now. You know, and when she heard, she believed. That was the issue. When she heard, she believed. All you got to do is believe. And he said, whosoever believeth in me shall not perish.
Yes.
He was determined to touch Jesus. You know, we got to look past all this thing. You know, this other stuff will not heal us. These other things will not get us the solutions we're looking for. We're looking for the way, the truth, and the life. We're looking for peace in all these situations of alcohol and drug. I tried to drink myself to peace. I couldn't do it. It wouldn't work. You know, you can try to drug yourself to peace. It ain't going to work. You're going to have to come off that high. But Jesus got a high for you that you ain't got to come off of. And he is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, and she looked at this thing and she said, if I can touch this hem, you can touch this hem right now. And she exercised her faith. You know, you got faith in something tonight. But whatever that faith is, if it's not the Lord Jesus Christ, it ain't going to work. I'm telling you right now, that's just the bottom line. It don't work, and you already know it. You know I'm speaking to you, whoever you are on this radio. But you know what? Instantly, this lady was here. It says straightway her fountain was dried up. And immediately, Jesus knew somebody had touched him. Amen?
My God. My
One
God.
Touch of faith. That's all he's looking for is for us to believe in. That's all he's looking for is for us to believe in. Again, proving that personal faith will get from God that for which it believes. All we got to do tonight is to believe.
Believe
on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be healed, whole, saved. The salvation has the perseverance. It's got the wholeness. It's got the healing. It's got the peace. That's beyond all understanding. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 11:28-30, he said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, bring all
preach
your stuff to me. He said,
you
don't have to clean yourself up before you come to me. Transvestite that done got $1 million operation, a sexual reassignment, all that stuff going on. You ain't got to be ashamed about that. Just bring it to me.
Preach
he said, come
sister.
To me, I'll give you rest. Homosexual, come to me, I'll give you rest. Ain't nobody excluding nobody. We ain't rejecting nobody. The gospel rejects no one. Whatever you got, come to me. He said, come unto me in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28-30 says, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I know I need some rest. You know, I know I needed rest when I was out there because I was tired. Sin had brought me down. I was tired. And he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That lady over there with the issue of blood learned of Jesus. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
My God,
for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This word is for all of us tonight. Whether you saved, backslidden, or unsaved, or not saved, this word is for us. This word is for all of us. I can't point any fingers, and I can't say I'm excluded. It's for all of us at whatever point we at. But I know one thing. If you're outside of Jesus, and if you've never made him the Lord of your life, this is your night to do it.
My God.
And he said, bring it. Bring it. He said, bring it. Bring it. However you are. Come to me.
My God.
I will give you rest. Ain't you tired of being out there? And you ain't got to be ashamed. Just bring it on.
Bring it on.
And you know what? You can't fix it. You cannot fix it. Because if you could fix it, it would be fixed.
It will be all glory to God. Preach, sister, preach.
And see, the thing about it is you can't fix it, but the Holy Spirit can.
Yes.
We can't fix ourselves. I used to be Miss Self-Help. I used to live in the self-help section of Barnes & Noble because I was going to fix myself. But let me tell you, you can't fix it. The Creator can fix you. It's just like having a car that came from the factory. The manufacturer can fix you, and the manufacturer is God Almighty.
Amen.
He can reset you and fix you just like brand new. You know they reset the computers back to the default setting, and you never knew you had a problem.
That's right.
You know that? God can fix you, and I tell you what, just like you know what? He'll send you right back to where you came from, and the people will look at you like, "What happened?" And then you'll start telling your testimony.
Glory,
God did. He picked me up and set me up, turned me around, put my feet on the ground. Come on now.
My God.
He said, come unto me. He said, bring it. Bring me what you got. And he said, you know what? I'm going to give you rest for your soul.
My
I know
God.
A lot of us need some rest for our soul, okay?
Yes.
And Jesus has that. See, your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion. I know it's a lot of souls out there need some rest.
Talk
and Jesus has your rest. And we're making that invitation right now for you to come on, because it's going to be straightway and immediately. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. God so loved the world. God loved you. God loves
yes.
you, whoever you are, however you are, whatever you are, wherever you are, he loves you. And that's what Jesus died on the cross for us all. He didn't pick and choose, well, I'm going to take that one or that one. He said all the world.
All the world.
Whosoever believes. It didn't say whosoever do these 10 steps over here. He said believe, period. That's all you got to do is believe.
Believe.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know what? I got a song I want to pray, that I want to play in your behalf for your message tonight. If I can get it up, okay? Because I want people to hear it. All right, let's hold on. Let me see if I can get it up. I'm still trying to learn how to do this thing. I'm still trying to learn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what somebody say, but I know what I say. Take me to the King. Take me to the King.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And this is something Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You hear?
Yeah. I'll be here.
Somebody out there need to be a Luna. Take it to the King. My heart
is my offering.
It's my offering.
Take me to the King.
Oh, Sister Sonia.
Truth is I'm kind. Options are few.
Somebody has heard the word. Come to the King. Come on in. We done prayed, but we believe in prayer. Lost souls, come on in. You heard the woman of God preach tonight. You heard her preach from the bottom of her heart.
I can't pray for blessed truth. Truth is I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. What else will change my life? Take me.
Lay me at the throne. Just listen. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. I'm stop playing games. I'm stop playing the game. I don't do what I used to do. Take me to the King. Come on, somebody. Want to hold your hand.
It's
Yeah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. My. Take it to the King. Amen. The one thing I can say to this night is that the God we serve has been an awesome God. That's all I can say. Amen.
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 God is an awesome God. Amen.
He's an awesome God. And the first time I heard this song, I cried for the half of the day. Take me to the King. Take me to the King. Well, you know, my sister, you've been a mighty, mighty, mighty blessing tonight. You've got my soul stirred up, and everything is scheduled for next week. The Lord bless you, Lord keep you, until we meet again. Peace be with you, okay?
Amen.
Amen. Shalom,
Amen.
Shalom,
Amen.
Shalom. Thank you. My. Father, tonight is a night. Woo! Can you hear me? Yeah, well, I was just so full of the Holy Ghost, I just had to call somebody I knew that could understand. Because that girl taught me. No, I'm off now. Well, yeah. The thing I will say to you is this. To God be the glory. That's all I can say. To God be the glory. Yes, indeed. To the God be the glory for the things he has done. Amen. And I love God for everything God has done and what God has made it to us and brought us from where we are to where we are right now. Ain't nobody but God. God is a true God. He loves us. And I say it with love and kindness. I say it to many people. If you just take and understand what God wants to do, God can do it. God can do it. He's waiting on us. And see, there's so much that needs to be done that God, so much. We got so much work to do. We got so much with people. And all I can say is just believe and to God be the King, to God be everything. I'm just in love with the truth. I ain't got time for lying. I ain't got time for cheating, for stealing. In my life, I said to the Holy Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, you are who you say you are, and I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And I'm trusting you no matter what nobody is saying. I'm trusting you because you're the only one. I don't care what the government has said. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Because when God answered my prayers that I prayed, and I just said, Lord, I've made a change. I said, now you answer my prayer. God answered my prayers this past Sunday. And all I can tell you is God did it. He did it. So I just want to let the rest of the time we got on just listen to what our brother here has to say. He has a lot to say to us. And one thing I would say to the people, the more we trust God, the more we can do what God wants. And see, if you want God to do what he says he's going to do, God's going to do it. But God will not go against your will. That's what I love about it. He will not go against your will. He'll be right there for you. He'll be right there. But he wants to know, he said, oh, is it up to you? Is it up to you? It's up to me, Lord. Well, here I am, Lord. Use me. And I want you to hear something tonight that I always play afterwards.
D63H03. Healing scriptures.
I'll call you back when I get the melody of Nerdy. I'll call you back. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the mouth of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. In 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26:3, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall be before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward.
Okay, well, I just want to let y'all know that I've got everything.
I've got enough and his wife.
I've got
it
all getting up paying for it. I'm going to have to pay for it.
2 Chronicles 30:20. Mm-hmm. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5.
Okay,
turn again,
well, it's
Hezekiah,
I got
the captain of my people.
And
I'll
give you directions in my house. I'll tell you to give you.
I've heard prayer.
Okay.
I've seen thy tears. Behold,
okay.
I will heal thee.
What about the rest of them?
Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee. In the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee in all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion.
And
sure
what's
anger
going to
and
be
a great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment. And
I couldn't even come to church. I wouldn't.
He
see, I was at the program for
Psalm
the graduation.
That thy way may be known
that
among
that night it rained
thy saving hell among all nations.
It rained, my brother. When I got up, I have a stubborn demon.
And
the water suddenly
and there was not one feeble person among their tribes.
And so I just said, all I can do is be in for God.
Who forgiveth all thy
sins,
who healeth all thy diseases.
I think I found out what the problem is.
Psalm 147:3.
The backside of my pants is higher and
there's
so much water flows
through.
Psalm 23:1.
The Lord is my shepherd,
I shall not want.
Psalm 30:19.
Live through it.
O Lord my God,
but tell mom and dad, I said hello, okay?
Thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses.
Yeah, she can do right there.
But was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon
yeah.
him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins
what?
In his own body
what
on
I mean?
The tree, that
no,
being
see,
dead
the
sins
saying,
should live under righteousness,
I know
by whose stripes he
were
healed.
Galatians 3:13.
Verse 14,
but once he gets
and then
involved,
verse 29,
I want to be the,
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if he be Christ, then are he Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2,
more,
verses 10
yep,
and 15,
because
giving thanks
I'm
to the Father,
with the guy
which has made us meet and are able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And he are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers, and at these four principalities and powers, he made the show of them openly, triumphing over them in him. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
That
the very God of peace sanctify you holy.
Place.
And I pray God your whole spirit and soul
and
body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, Hosea 13:14.
I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death, O death. I will be thy plan, O grave. I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord has sworn unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29:28. And he, David, died in the old age, full of fame, riches, and honor. Job 5:26.
You gotta
be
there for
thy grave in a full age, like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 80, and the reason of strength may be 40 years.
Any other officer, 1 through 16.
That shall no evil befall
thee,
neither shall any plague come thy life, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I adore him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17.
Why
shall thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount with wings as eagles. They shall run,
not
be weary. They shall walk, and have not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat.
Yes.
For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long
yes.
enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3.
Yes.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise,
and
that it may be well with thee,
and so
that thou mayest live long on the earth.
I've sent,
and so you see, God has promised us long life, and he
Santa,
wants us to have,
but I won't have a
long
meeting next
life.
I sent you Jesus.
Now then, let's look
and
at
so
some scriptures concerning
I want to bring you the letter
walk of Jesus and his
ministry.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people.
And
his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those who were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter,
that
the 2nd, 3rd,
tonight.
And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him,
she
saying, Lord, if I will,
tonight.
Thou canst make me
she
clean.
About
and Jesus
Matthew
put forth his hand and touched him, saying,
and
I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy
was cleansed.
Matthew chapter 8,
and she broke
verses
it down.
5 through 10,
she
and
broke
then
it
verse
down.
13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord,
I
am worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done. And his servant was healed
so
in the same hour.
Afterwards, God
Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17.
But we're gonna have
and when
this,
Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose
from
and
New Jersey.
Unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits
for the
with
body.
His word. And he also said that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself, Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him under the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Yeah.
And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36.
Yeah, after we
and when Jesus
the
departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us.
Yeah.
And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them,
believe
me that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea.
Because what I want to do is I want to put
their eyes, saying, according to your faith,
be
it unto you.
And
their eyes
were
opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. They, when they departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils.
Okay, that's good.
And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
Yes, ma'am.
But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep.
What shoe you can? What shoe you can? The left shoe or the right shoe?
28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden,
I
and
know
I will give
you
rest.
What?
Take
what
my yoke upon
you
and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your servant. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 9. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13
and 14.
When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31.
Well,
and Jesus departed thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 3. And they came over to the other side of the sea of the country of the Gadarenes. And he was come out of the ship, and immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs. No man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fettering chains. And the chains had been broken asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God?
I adjure thee by God
that thy torment be done. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them what he
could.
And the unclean spirit went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they fed the swine
friend,
and told him in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind.
And they that saw him told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine.
And they began to pray him to depart
and
out
I
of
got the letter yet.
And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him,
well, if you come out tomorrow, I'll give it to you.
Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the
if
Lord
you
has
don't,
done
if you don't, I understand,
and
have
had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, for she said, But his clothes I shall behold. And the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said to him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou, who touched me? And he looked around him and seeing that done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. They laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and beseeched to put hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And went up to heaven, he sighed, and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and could not. And he answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, How long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, Of a child. And oft time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, Thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, He is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good, or to do evil, to save life, or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, the 17th through 19th verse, and he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. They that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, and before there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which it is not to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The important man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the Son said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed his eyes blind with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came sick. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 1st verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts, the 6th chapter, and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Annas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent at his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, Stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at some great times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightest of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of God, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th to the 18th verses. And he said to them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink anything, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John, Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And what you shall ask, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now, Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered to the people, Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up, and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murder to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, now notice that, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being believed that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to Jerusalem. And when set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Let it spread no further among the people. Let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt this heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19 through 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:15. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15, 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55, 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3, verse 10, let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians chapter 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee, if thou keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee over and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursed vexation and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he hath consumed thee from off the land where thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with a sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee into thy pitch. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emrods, and with the scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. And thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night or no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore box that cannot be healed. From the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone. Thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the field, shalt gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor eat the grape, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall the locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flies, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle, fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all thy land. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, throughout all thy land, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt eat the meat of thy own body, and the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters. Lord thy God has given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee, so that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he sees, so that he shall not give to any of them the flesh of children that shall eat, because he had nothing in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. Venture to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness. Her eye shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young one come out from between her feet, and toward her children, which she shall bear. For she shall eat them for want of all things, in the siege and straitness, wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy sheep